Disabled veterans are at the center of an unusual environmental debate in the Channel Islands off the coast here in Southern California. Republican Congressman Duncan Hunter, who's running for president, wants to turn Santa Rosa Island into a hunting park for disabled vets. But there's rekindled passion about endangered species, native animals, and the island's future. From member station KQED, Rob Schmitz filed this report.
Will Woolley opens a door to one of the only structures built on this windswept island, a rickety old barn. When Woolley was a child, Santa Rosa Island's 83 square miles of mountains, beaches, canyons, and pasture were his backyard. But in 1986, his family, the Vales, sold Santa Rosa Island to the federal government for $30 million to create the Channel Islands National Park. One of the conditions of the sale was that the Vales could stay on the ranch for 25 years, until 2011. But later on, a judge ruled they also had to remove or exterminate the animals they brought here.
These are Kaibab mule deer.
Okay. On a mountain road above the ranch, Woolley spots a herd of deer. His grandfather brought these deer and elk from the mainland in the 1920s. These herds have recently attracted national attention. That's because Duncan Hunter, a Republican congressman from San Diego, wants to keep them on the island so that disabled veterans can hunt them. Late last year, Hunter authored a law that forbids the extermination of the animals. For the National Park Service, this created a headache.
I think that we need to focus on accessibility for all Americans, whether they're disabled or not, to this island.
Russell Gallipo is superintendent of Channel Islands National Park.
That's the most important piece, is access to your national park, not access for the purpose of consumptive uses.
The deer and elk, considered exotic species because they're not native here, have consumed enough of the island already, says Gallipo. He says they munch on endangered plant species. They've also indirectly led to the near extinction of the endangered Santa Rosa Island fox. Gallipo stands on top of a grassy ridge high above the ocean and other islands in the distance. He's overseeing the work of Angela Guglielmino. She holds up an antenna connected to a radio. She's tracking the island's few remaining foxes.
Each fox has a collared transmitter on, and it's transmitting the beeps that you hear.
The Park Service estimates that in recent years, the fox population declined from 1,500 to just 14 animals. The reason, say park officials, was the arrival of golden eagles. The eagles ate the plentiful supply of deer and elk fawns, and then they ate foxes. The eagles have since been relocated, but park officials worry that if the deer and elk remain on the island, the eagles will return. That's why Park Superintendent Gallipo is miffed at Duncan Hunter's new legislation. Under the new law, keeping the herds alive may fall to the Park Service.
We don't manage exotic species. And then to spend money on managing exotic species for the purpose of just maintaining them seems like a waste of taxpayers' money when you put that money into recovering natural systems.
Another person who seems perplexed at Duncan Hunter's plan for Santa Rosa Island is Douglas Vollmer. He represents the Paralyzed Veterans of America. Last year, Duncan Hunter organized a trip for one of the group's members to evaluate the island's accessibility. Vollmer says the island was too rugged.
Yeah, you could get somebody out there, but they were going to have to be really assisted in every step of the way. And that's not the type of accessible outdoor experience we try to promote.
Hunter did, however, get support from the Wounded Warrior Project, a group that offers services to veterans injured in action. The Wounded Warrior Project wouldn't comment on tape, but in a statement, a spokeswoman said the group believes Santa Rosa Island would, quote, offer meaningful activities to wounded veterans. A spokesman for Duncan Hunter says the congressman is too busy with his presidential campaign to comment on this issue. Instead, the spokesman issued a statement defending his plan. Other politicians, though, are working to overturn Hunter's legislation, including U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein.
This is public land, and it should be used for public purposes.
Feinstein is working with a number of House and Senate members this year to overturn Congressman Hunter's law. For NPR News, I'm Rob Schmitz in Los Angeles.